Al, there's many people wondering, based on what you spoke about yesterday, which we are calling Winegate 2013.
Winegate.
Yes. All if
right. Dr. Girlfriend
is now
Dr. Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, you need to briefly explain what happened yesterday, because not everybody was able to hear
Brief
it.
Refresh us.
Sure, sure. Dr. Girlfriend and I went to this charity event. I bid on this wine experience.
At her request.
As a silent auction.
She really wanted it.
She really wanted it. And I won the bid. And when they presented me with the gift certificate, they also brought me this big, humongous, oversized,
it's like the Magnum bottles, right?
Comical, like,
you called
bottles
it
of wine.
Gigundus. Yeah.
Gigundo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I put that in my bar as far as the display is concerned, because she gets the wine experience. So I figured it would be part of my decor. She wanted none of that. She wanted the wine, the big bottle, for herself, or for us.
No, for you guys.
She said you could have it in the bars this way. She wanted to drink it first together.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I want the unopened bottle of wine as a display. That's what I wanted.
And we're all wondering, what's the problem with that?
No,
we weren't all. I had Al's back.
Oh, you did.
I paid for it, so... So that's the thing. You know, this was like a week ago. And so every time she comes in the bar, I want that bottle of wine. I want that bottle of wine. No, just chill.
And you guys got an argument over it.
Yeah, yeah. So
here, let me pour you another lovely glass of wine from another bottle of wine, dear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, basically.
A relationship is about compromise.
It is.
So if you really want that bottle of wine at the bar and she wants to drink the wine, why don't you drink the wine and then fill it back up with what appears to be wine and put it back at the bar?
Do you not understand why people say bottles of wine? It's supposed to sit on a shelf unopened. Once you open it, that's it.
It's tainted.
It's over.
It's done. So I wanted it for that. I want to have an unopened bottle of wine on the shelf.
Then get one that doesn't mean anything.
This doesn't mean anything. Was she even aware that came with the package? She just thought it was a wine experience.
Well, she did. I told her. She didn't know.
When it was delivered, the big, gigundo bottle of wine.
Right.
It was just, that was just like an added perk, an added bonus.
So this has been festering with her, which, you know,
a week.
Yeah, which kind of led into another little tiff, I guess I'll say. And so we were kind of, we were tense. Sunday night, to the point where we went to get to-go food, and she went.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't go eat it together.
Because basically, every time she goes to your bar now, she's going to be reminded of that bottle of wine and how badly she wants to open it and have a drink with you.
Yes. It's not about the wine anymore.
I know, but now that's forever going to be a symbol of your stubbornness.
Ooh, so, how about it's not a symbol of her stubbornness? Why is it all on Al?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, I got that, she got that. We agreed to disagree on this, basically. So, what was the final resolution? Well, she, you know, we kind of sent a few texts yesterday, and I said, I'm come over, we'll talk about some stuff, blah, blah, when you get off work.
Okay, bring the wine bottle.
So, now, what would make me actually run from my girlfriend's apartment at 12:45 a.m.?
You ran?
Well, let me tell you. I went over there to discuss the problems in our tiff.
So it was more than one?
Girlfriend.
Well, you know, just if nothing else, even if we weren't going to discuss anything, we're just going to be in the same place and be nice to each other. And, you know, so just kind of sweep it under the rug.
What time did you go over there?
About 7 to watch The Voice. And she was reading. Now, she's got one TV. It's a huge TV, but it's a TV in her bedroom.
She was reading? She's really into reading like I am.
She's reading something else. But anyway, she's reading work stuff.
Oh.
So she's laying there reading, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to watch The Voice. So I'm watching The Voice. I'm getting tired. I'm like, you're not going to be mad at me. Because I came over there to talk, or at least be there available to talk. But she's reading. And I said,
and you're watching The Voice.
I'm watching The Voice. And I'm like, are you going to be mad if I doze off and go to sleep? Because it's very likely. And she goes, no, whatever. So there I am. I'm in the bed and she's in bed reading. And you know, I'm not really a big snuggler. I kind of like to snuggle, but snuggling is really not that comfortable. You know, I mean, like to the guy.
I don't know who can sleep cuddling.
It used to be.
Right.
At first it is comfortable.
It's
and
like
then,
5 minutes. Now I'm like, don't touch me.
Five or 6 minutes of snuggle is okay.
It gets too hot.
And I think, I really came to this while I was writing my blog. I was like, I think maybe twice, two or three times a year, you have a good snuggle position. Like when it's okay.
Yeah.
But usually snuggling is not that comfortable. But somehow last night, I was in like mega snuggle comfort heaven.
Okay.
Cuddle monster.
And so like my right arm had found the right place between the mattress and the pillow, and her head was like right here on my shoulder.
Perfect.
And it was just, it was cool. So I'm like, oh, the perfect position. Now, with her head being, with her head being right here on my shoulder, now, around 12 o'clock, I went to sleep like 7:30. So 12, I forgot about 5 hours, I'm up. So 12 o'clock, I'm like, oh, look, she's right there on the shoulder. I'm in good snuggles position. I might as well make a little move.
You're going in for the kill.
No. You know? I might as well make a little move.
You and your dragon breath.
Wait. You're going You're going to wake her up to hook up?
I'm going to... She's sleeping. So,
oh, because you got your nap in.
I'm good. So the top of her head is right here on my shoulder, right? So I go get a little... Now, this is going to stay PG, I promise you.
Okay, good.
So her head right here. So I go... Little kiss on top of the head, right? So she kind of wakes up a little bit, you know, but she's kind of groggy. You've been sleeping. I don't know how long she's been sleeping.
We're used to women being in that state.
Yeah. Right? You're glad she like, even, she's breathing. Yeah.
So
she's still got a pulse. I'm good.
Yes.
So alive.
So I'm over here. I'm like, okay, all right. It's 12:15, 12:15. And I'm going in, right? I'm incoming.
Going in.
Excuse me. Well, you know what I'm saying. Okay, like I said, this is completely clean.
You're going in
this
for the kill.
Completely clean. Yeah. I'm making a little move. So then
at least you warmed her up to it.
Then I hear this noise that you don't want to hear in a dead, silent apartment at midnight.
Should I guess?
Turn the music. My stomach lets out the biggest growl of all time.
You had gas?
So,
I was hungry. You were hungry, right?
Now, I got two. When my stomach growls, there's two options.
Uh-oh.
Either I'm really, really hungry, which was not a problem because I had just had a pepperoni pizza I brought to a house. Or it means 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
So you got 5 minutes.
I got five minutes. So my love event, this is why I'm just going to call it a love event. My love event has about 5 minutes before I need to have a bathroom event.
You only need two.
So first we kind of laugh about my stomach growling, but inside,
it woke her up.
But inside, I'm
she's
saying,
thinking you're hungry. You're thinking inside, I gotta go poop.
Yeah, we're just pretending we don't hear that when we hear that.
I know my body. I got 5 minutes.
I know
max.
My body.
I got 5 minutes max, and it's gonna be on.
Please say that.
And I don't mean on, but it's gonna okay. That's so I'm like, I can't concentrate. I'm still trying to make the love event happen, right? Uh-huh. Knowing the time, the clock is ticking. And I can't concentrate. So I'm like, all right, excuse me for a minute. I'm going to the bathroom.
No, we don't need sound effects.
And the bad part about her apartment is, I mean, it's not a huge apartment, but it's good size. But from where our heads would be on the bed,
on the other side.
The toilet is 5 feet away with nothing but a little wall in between.
No, if you have to go, you have to leave. You go to the lobby or you go home.
Need sound effects.
Jenna.
No, it's true.
Juvenile.
Everyone knows you have to leave completely.
Jenna, I was now running on 2 minutes of the 5 minutes left.
Is there a lobby bathroom?
I didn't even want a chance.
I don't want another sound effect. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
That's so gross.
Okay. Stop the sound effect. So, all right. So I go to the bathroom and I'm in there about 10 minutes, right? And it's a three flusher. It's
Oh no.
I've never even heard of that. That's like the rare extinct animal.
Well, that's the low flush toilets, right? The low water flow.
So wait a minute, hold up. So now okay.
So bad.
About 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, that done. Now, how do I transition?
Where was that?
Is it sad that your poops last longer than sex?
I'm like, oh, my phone's ringing. Okay, now.
Is it her magic?
No, I'm sorry.
What's your ringtone?
So I'm trying to figure out.
I'm not even laughing anymore. Stop.
How I'm going to transition back from bathroom event. Back to love event because
I don't know, maybe a shower.
Oh no, Al.
So that's what's going through my head.
It's over.
That's what's going through my head. Then I'm like,
it's over.
I'm like, you know what?
For us, it's over.
I'm
getting texts from friends now saying it's over.
I'm like, okay, I guess the moment is past.
You think?
Not everything is past, but anyway, so I'm like, okay. So I go back and I get into bed and she's got like now, instead of her head being like facing me, like I've got three quarter back.
Yeah.
facing me. So
of course
I'm like, oh well, so I'll just sit here, no big deal. So I'm like, man, that's kind of awkward. Now
you were still in the mood.
So now I'm a dude. I knew it was over though. So now I'm wide awake. I still got my quandary. I'm wide awake at 12:15,
mm-hmm.
midnight. So 12:15, 12:20, 12:30, 12:40. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, a little time has passed now. Maybe I should go on and maybe try attempt number two.
No, you didn't.
So, you know, now, again, you can't get that perfect snuggle position again.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I'm like kind of. Now, rubbing on the shoulder a little bit.
Attempt number two, pun intended, or
no. Okay. I rub on the shoulder a little bit, and okay, she's like, you know, we had a little wine difference. You know, maybe it is time for some little, you know, it's that time. So, so I like kiss on the back of the head again, and rub on the shoulder a little bit.
Yeah,
and then I hear
again.
What did you eat?
So I just, at that point, Kelly, I wasn't even going back in the bathroom. I'm like, baby, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I just got my stuff, got my car keys. I'm like, she thought it was 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, the time that I would normally leave.
Yeah. And
don't tell her any different. Let her think that.
Yeah. No, I just got packed up my little my pockets.
What song came on when you were driving
song?
Home, Al?
Was this it song playing?
Oh God!
Yeah, let's not beat it, Carousel.
Oh man! So that was my last night. That was my love event and my bathroom event and my almost love event.
Thanks for sharing.
It was more of a bowel event,
and that's what had me running from her apartment.